你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. Mr. Smith always gets to work on time. In other words, he's always punctual, and he's never lazy at work. He's usually busy with a lot of paperwork, but sometimes he takes a break for a cup of coffee. He often says that he enjoys his work. After work, he rushes home to stay with his family. He hardly ever watches TV, but when it's free,He always plays and sings with his children. He's a great father. Okay, great. Let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。第一句话 ,Mr. Smith always gets to work on time. Gets to work 就是我们讲的 goes to work, 去上班。On time 指的是准时。On time 准时也可以用一个单词叫做 punctually. Punctually. P-U-N-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y.Punctually 就指的是准时的意思。那这边第一个 gets to 不被强调，可以有个弱化现象，可以说成 t 加个 a 叫 get。Work on 可以有个零叫 work on。那红色字体属于非实义词汇，用降调来读就变成 Mr. Smith always gets to work on time. Mr. Smith always gets to work on time. In other words, 换句话说 ，in 个 other 有一个零叫 another。In other words, he's always punctual. 他总是很准时 ,punctual. And he's never lazy at work. Lazy 指的是懒惰怠慢。工作当中他从不怠慢。那么我们来看一下 ,and 不被强调可以直接说成一个鼻音叫做 an. And he's, 红色字体用降调读 ,and he's never lazy at work. Lazy 跟 at,可以有一个零，中间加个也，这是元音跟元音之间的零，不是加我就是加也，这边加个也叫 lazy 也 lazy at work and he's never lazy at work and he's never lazy at work he's usually busy with a lot of paperwork paperwork 指的是文书工作，他每天忙于啊或埋头于很多的一些文书工作。那么这边 be busy with加很多的一些加名词，就等于 be busy doing。这句话就等于 he is usually busy doing a lot of paperwork 一样的意思。his 不被强调，用降调来读，变成 his usually。这个单词 usually 物组合经常可以把 u 去掉，直接说成 usually， 就好像 actually 说成 actually 一样的道理。he's usually busy with 跟 a 有连音叫 with a lot 跟 of 有连音叫 lot of。红色字体用降调读，我们慢一点点。He's usually busy with a lot of paperwork, but sometimes he takes a break for a cup of coffee. 来看一下 ，but 用降调读 ，sometimes he 用降调读，甚至 sometimes 跟 he 有一个击穿，可以用 sometimes 的 z 跟 he 形成个连音 ，he 就是把 h 音去掉，用 z 加个 e， 叫做 sometimes it。But sometimes it takes a break for a cup of coffee. 如果加速的话，就非常有可能。Takes 跟 a 有个零叫 takes. Takes a break 指的是休息。那么有时候呢，他会休息。那干去干嘛呢 ？For a cup of coffee， 去喝杯咖啡来进行休息。For 不被强调，可以弱化成 f 加个儿化音叫 for。For for 跟 a 有一个零叫 for a cup 跟 of 有零叫 cup of cup of coffee。那这句话就变成。But sometimes he takes a break for a cup of coffee. But sometimes he takes a break for a cup of coffee. He often says that he enjoys his work. 这句话特别难。他经常会说啊，他很享受他的工作。He 用降调读 he， 甚至长元音近似于发短元音，因为不被强调就有弱化，就变成 he。He often he 跟 often 中间还加了一个也，元音跟元音之间的连。He often says that.Says 跟 that 有一个击穿，因为你很难发 says， 然后 that 这两个音在一起的时候就很难发，所以 that 既然第一个不被强调，第二个以 th 开头的单词就可以被击穿，用前面的 z 击穿 th， 用 z 跟 a 形成的连音叫 says。He often says that. He often says that he enjoys this. Enjoys 跟 his 也有个击穿，也就是把 h 音去掉。用前面的 z 跟 e 形成的连音叫做 enjoys this。 慢速版本这句话就变成 he often says that he enjoys his work he often says that he enjoys his work he often says that he enjoys his work after work He rushes home to stay with his family. Rush home, 他就跑回家跟他家人在一起。他就赶回家 ,rush, 这个赶回家的意思 ,alright? 那么我们来看一下 rush home, rush 加地点副词就不要加 to 了。你可以说 rush to the hospital, rush to work, rush to school, 但是加地点副词 home, there, here, 直接就是 rushes home. He rushes home to stay with his family. With 跟 his 还是有个击穿 ,h 音去掉叫 with his family. He hardly ever watches TV.Hardly ever, 几乎不,相当于 almost not, almost not. He hardly ever watches TV. But when is free, when can he 有一个击穿 when he, 当然你可以说 when he is free. 那也可以把 H 音去掉用 N 跟 E 形成个连音变成 but when is free, 当他有空的时候 he always plays and sing with his children. 那跟孩子在一起玩唱歌 he's a great father.现在呢我们重新来进行听一遍 Here we go. Mr. Smith always gets to work on time. In other words, he's always punctual and he's never lazy at work. He's usually busy with a lot of paperwork, but sometimes he takes a break for a cup of coffee. He often says that he enjoys his work. After work, he rushes home to stay with his family. He hardly ever watches TV. But when he's free, he always plays and sings with his childrenHe's a great father. OK, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题包括有发音、连读音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧。学到非常详细的英文的学习方法可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ, 个人 QQ, 1048-940327,10489403-27当你加这个个人 QQ 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你你加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群加入群就可以免费学习同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音 I'll see you next time